Section 111. Praised be Thou, O my God. Thou beholdest both the helplessness of Thy dear ones and the ascendancy of Thy foes, both the wretchedness of Thy chosen ones and the glory of them who gainsaid Thy cause and repudiated Thy signs. The latter deny Thy tokens and fail to repay Thee for the temporal benefits Thou didst bestow upon them, while the former yield Thee thanks for what hath befallen them in their eagerness to partake of the everlasting gifts Thou dost possess. How sweet is the thought of Thee in times of adversity and trial, and how delightful to glorify Thee when compassed about with the fierce winds of Thy decree. Thou knowest full well, O my God, that I endure patiently whatsoever toucheth me in Thy path. Nay, I perceive that all the members and limbs of my body long for tribulation, that I may manifest Thy cause, O Thou who art the Lord of all names. The waters of Thy love have preserved me in the kingdom of Thy creation, and the fire of my remembrance of Thee hath set me ablaze before all that are in heaven and on earth. Great is my blessedness, and great the blessedness of this fire, whose flame crieth out, No God is there save Thee, who art the object of my heart's adoration, and the source and centre of my soul. Thy glory beareth me witness. Were all that are in the heavens and all that are on earth to unite and seek to hinder me from remembering Thee and from celebrating Thy praise, they would assuredly have no power over me and would fail in their purpose. And were the infidels to slay me, my blood would, at Thy command, lift up its voice and proclaim, There is no God but Thee, O Thou who art all my heart's desire. And were my flesh to be boiled in the cauldron of hate, the smell which it would send forth would rise towards Thee and cry out, Where art Thou, O Lord of the worlds, Thou one desire of them that have known Thee? And were I to be cast into fire, my ashes would, I swear by Thy glory, declare, The youth hath verily attained that for which he had besought his Lord, the All-Glorious, the Omniscient. How then can such a man be fearful of the combination of the kings to injure him in Thy cause? No, no, I swear by Thyself, O Thou who art the King of kings, such is my love for Thee that I can fear no one, though the powers of all the worlds be arrayed against me. Alone and unaided, I have by the power of Thy might arisen to proclaim Thy cause, unafraid of the host of my oppressors. To all that dwell on earth, I cry aloud and say, Fear ye God, O ye servants of God, and suffer not yourselves to be kept back from this pure wine that hath flowed from the right hand of the throne of the mercy of your Lord the Most Merciful. I swear by God, better for you is what he possesseth than the things ye yourselves possess, and the things ye have sought and are now seeking in this vain and empty life. Forsake the world, and set your faces towards the all-glorious horizon. Whoso hath partaken of the wine of his remembrance will forget every other remembrance, and whoso hath recognized him will rid himself of all attachment to this life and to all that pertaineth unto it. I implore thee, O my God and my Master, by thy word through which they who have believed in thy unity have soared up into the atmosphere of thy knowledge, and they who are devoted to thee have ascended into the heaven of thy oneness, to inspire thy loved ones with that which will assure their hearts in thy cause, endue them with such steadfastness that nothing whatsoever will hinder them from turning towards thee. Thou art verily the bountiful, the munificent, the forgiving, the compassionate.